Welcome to the Coca-Cola cool down after an enormous game here in game one of this playoff series between Melbourne United and the Illawarra Hawks. Joel Peterson and Derek Ruck are with you. Derek, 115-106. Melbourne United come from 16 down in that final term. That was quite the spectacle.
One of the greatest comebacks in NBL playoff history. I'm at a loss for words. I'm still in shock at what happened. It was such a thrilling contest. And to see Melbourne United dig that deep and show that type of resolve when things weren't going well and they were facing a team that was cooking. Illawarra were full of confidence. I think Andrew Gay said on the broadcast that he thought they were the better team. And then, boom, Melbourne United kicking into overdrive. They start getting stops on the defensive end, converting on the offensive end, and then you saw the apprehension and the inexperience come into play for the Illawarra Hawks. Next thing you know, we're going into overtime, and it's Melbourne United's game. Amazing performance.
It was the game that a great team delivers. It was the position that you get put in, the resolve that you find, the resilience that you harness throughout the course of a season, and the experience that they've got through Dean Vickerman, through Chris Golding, through Brad Newley, through Ian Clark, through Matthew Dellavedova. We're talking NBA champions here, not just NBL champions. It was the kind of run that a great side delivers, but a victory that maybe only a special team can deliver.
Well, that's correct, and you hit on so many key facets right there. And it's such a precarious position because midway through that fourth quarter, I started thinking in my head, can they really get swept in this series? Because if they go down to Illawarra, all of a sudden they're down 1-0 and they face a very tough team on their home court. So as you said, full credit to Melbourne United for figuring out a way to get it done and coming up with big buckets when they really needed it.
We'll talk about the Hawks in a moment, but really the star performance tonight was Matthew Dellavedova. 30 points, 6 three-pointers, 7 rebounds, 10 assists. He kept them in the game throughout a lot of it and was there to make big plays down the stretch.
He was, and he started off hot. I think he hit his first 3 threes. He was handling the ball. And I had said all along in the second half of the season, anytime I had a Melbourne United game, that Delly was playing at a really good level from a point guard position, from a floor general court leader position. But tonight, he added the offensive punch, the ability to score points. He knocked down the three ball. He had double figures, dimes. He was finding people. It was a sensational performance, his best performance in the NBL at the most critical time for his team. Essentially, Joel, he kept their season afloat.
And a great night from Luke Travers as well. 24 points. He was everywhere, blocking shots, rebounds, assists, steals. They had 10 blocks in all, Melbourne United. Some big plays at the defensive end, and Travers was a big part of that.
I thought his one-on-one matchup in Gary Clark in the second half was another big piece. He was able to limit Clark's effectiveness, got in tight to his body, didn't allow him to move with the freedom on the offensive end that he was in the first half. That's why the NBA scouts and the Cleveland Cavaliers in particular have been and are so high on Luke Travers.
What about the Hawks? Where did it go wrong? They lead 93-77. Wani Swakalabulic hits a three. Timeout Melbourne. It looks like they're going to run away with this thing, take a 1-0 lead back to Wollongong, maybe close out the series and deliver one of the great NBL playoff upsets. Instead, we get this furious comeback and they get to overtime and it just doesn't happen for them.
We see this happen a lot where a team just loses its mojo instantaneously. And Melbourne United deserve a lot of the credit, and also combined with the inexperience, the playoff inexperience as a unit. Look, they had a great game the other night down in Wollongong against New Zealand, but that New Zealand team is not this Melbourne United team. So, look, they'll have to go to the drawing board. The coach will look at itself and see, well, where do we make some mistakes as a staff? And then the players will have to look at themselves and say, where did our performances fall short? You know, was there a rebound out there I could have gotten? Obviously, they missed shots. Some of the decision makings down the stretch were questionable. But this is the beauty of basketball, especially in the playoffs. It's a 3-game series, and it's not over until somebody wins 2.
They've got another chance yet. And some things didn't go their way down the stretch either. There was a controversial call with a bit of holding on Joe Lualachul and Gary Clark late in the piece. They inbound it again. That leads to a turnover. Melbourne United go up the other end and score. What did you make of that sequence late in the contest?
Well, I'm sure I know what the Illawarra Hawks fans are going to make of the JLA Gary Clark play on the sideline. It was clear that JLA had a hold of Clark. Now, whether or not that needed to be called, I'm not the one to make that decision. I didn't have all the angles. But the one where Kyle Adnam throws it away, that was a player error and one they could have controlled. That was an unfortunate break. And like I said, they have shown that they can play with Melbourne United. It's just now, can they pick themselves up off the mat, just like Melbourne United did here in the fourth quarter, go home, get themselves right, and force a game three?
Sam Froehlich had a great night. He was absolutely electric early. They went away from him late. Did the Hawks go away from him, or did they get taken away from him by that Melbourne United defense, do you feel?
It was a little bit of both, but I thought some situational substitutions probably didn't go in Sam Froehlich's favor, where the coaching staff elected not to go with him, perhaps in some better ball handling needed scenarios or perhaps some free throw situations. But look, it came to bite them back. It's unfortunate. You know, you make these decisions and it's tough in the moment. But look, Illawarra, whether Froehlich was in the game or not, they had ample chances to secure this game. Unfortunately, they didn't grasp it.
Well, this is the Coca-Cola cool-down. Melbourne United needed a little bit of time to warm up tonight. It was a slow start for them off the 18-day break. Do you feel like now heading into that game two in Wollongong that they've hit their strides? How tough is that for the Hawks to bounce back heading into game two?
It is tough, and, you know, it's just a disappointment of knowing you were so close to it. You were so close to going up 1-0 and doing the proverbial shock the world moment. But now they've got to dig deep. They'll go back down home, look at some video, recover. And one good thing about players nowadays, they're very good at forgetting about what just transpired and moving on. And I'm sure the Illawarra Hawks will use that skill to their best and come out firing on Sunday afternoon down in Wollongong.
So game two Sunday, game three Wednesday. If we get that far, Melbourne United take a 1-0 lead into Sunday. Tomorrow night, over in the West, the Wildcats enter the fray. They take on maybe the form team of the competition in the Tasmania Junk Jumpers. Let's start with Perth. What would their approach be like heading into that game? And would they may have been a little bit more nervous seeing the way Melbourne started tonight?
I wouldn't expect too much different from tomorrow night's game than what we saw here. Like, I think Perth are going to be in a similar situation. It's going to take a while to get your juices flowing and to be able to get your energy levels up and be able to be highly skilled and proficient with your performance and productivity. Tasmania have the advantage. Now, if Perth get down, like Melbourne United got down to Tasmania, I doubt that they have enough or against that Tasmanian side to come back from 16 down in the fourth quarter. But over there, in RAC Arena, in front of that Red Army, anything is possible, but I wouldn't want to go through that situation.
It'll be a fantastic Friday night in Perth. Mm. What's the key for the Wildcats if they're to get it done? Where does it start and stop for them in your mind?
Bryce Cotton. There's no doubt. When he was hampered late in the season, they really struggled. We saw it early in the season. When he didn't get it going, they struggled. There's no mystery there. Bryce is extremely hard to stop and control, however, and I'm sure Perth have worked on him physically to get him up to speed and also from a schematic point of view to make sure he's getting the looks and he's getting the scoring opportunities and he's getting the usage that they need to make them a winning team.
What about the Jack Jumpers? Of course, they come off that seeding qualifier win against Illawarra back at the end of February now. Will Magne was the catalyst of that, a career performance from him. What do they need to harness to head over there and steal game one away from Perth?
Make sure they control the tempo and not allow the Wildcats to find any rhythm early. Disruption early, excellent offensive execution. Make sure their guys, the right guys, are getting quality touches on the offensive end and just keep that Jack Jumpers engine rolling the way it has been. Keep it finely tuned and play just sound basketball over there. Because look, just like this crowd got crazy in here, that Red Army is going to be 10 times worse.
Have you got a prediction for me? Are we going into overtime again?
I'm going to lay off that one. I'm going to hit something tomorrow. I'm still processing this game right here.
We need to go and have a few ice-cold Coca-Colas, I think, Derek Rucker.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to a big weekend of these finals. I don't know how to feel right now. That was such an amazing game, and they just keep getting better and better, and we're not even halfway through it yet.
It's so exciting. We're only one night into this playoff series. Of course, Sunday, Game 2, Melbourne and Illawarra in Wollongong. Tomorrow night, Tassie in Perth, over in the west. The screens of ESPN, the place to catch it all, and we'll be here to wrap it all down for you on the Coca-Cola Cooldown.